This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
I move the House of Representatives to adjourn. Sonny, die.
And once the special session ended Friday evening with a budget only marginally different than the Senate version from the regular session, many, including Governor John Bel Edwards, were asking whether the special session had truly been necessary.
I do believe this was much harder than it needed to be, and it certainly took longer than should have been necessary. And I think that's obvious because we circled back to just about exactly where we were when the process fell apart.
But House Speaker Taylor Barra insisted the similar budget could not be adequately addressed at the end of the regular session.
It just had all the makings for a lack of debate, a lack of discussion, and I just consider House Bill 1 way too important and, you know, didn't quite appreciate how it was done.
And perhaps the special session was also needed to stretch the wings of the fledgling coalition of Democrats, Independents, and moderate Republicans. Speaker Barra is doubtful the GOP House members who voted for the current budget will continue to align themselves with the coalition.
I don't know that those 12 are an indication that they stick.
Speaker Pro Tem Walt Leger concedes the coalition might have been the result of session fatigue. But Leger believes the alliance has the potential to ultimately break through the House's partisan paralysis over needed tax reforms.
I do think that at least it could be the beginning of an ongoing working group that can try to continue to build consensus between the parties.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM, and Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.